hospital was in Rheinmar.
You have much affection for me. Because you are great.
Actually, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. They said he went to the hospital to visit Narayan Maharaj.
You have much affection for me. Because you are great.
Actually, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. I'm not qualified to have affection, but you are forcing it. Read one shloka and ask something. This is fourth canto, chapter 12.
Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead.
Who? Dhruva Maharaj.
So text 32. Should I read the Sanskrit?
No.
Sacha Soilokam Arokshyan Sunitim Jananim Dhruva Anvasmarat Agamhitva Dinam Yasye Shivistapam. Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start, when he remembered his poor mother, Suniti. He thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother? Purport. Dhruva had a feeling of obligation to his mother, Suniti. It was Suniti who had given him the clue which had now enabled him to be personally carried to the Vaikuntha planet by the associates of Lord Vishnu. He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him.
He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him.
Actually, Dhruva Maharaj's mother, Suniti, was his Patha Pradarshika Guru.
Oh, that I wanted to say, yes. Yes, sir.
Patha Pradarshika Guru means the guru or the spiritual master who shows the way. Such a guru is sometimes called Shiksha Guru, although Narada Muni was his Diksha Guru. Suniti, his mother, was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is the duty of the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru to instruct the disciple in the right way, and it depends on the disciple to execute the process. According to Shastric injunctions, there is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. And generally, the Shiksha Guru later on becomes the Diksha Guru. Now, go ahead.
He has told like this, but there is also a fact. your guru is giving diksha. My Gurudev is also giving diksha at the same time.
You have taken initiation for your spiritual master, Maharaj, you have taken initiation for his spiritual master.
Both are giving diksha at the same time.
Yes.
You went to my Gurudev. or I went to you today, as I have done. And he has given me so many shiksha. I lived with him so many years. So I think that he is my shiksha guru for your Gurudev. And really he is my shiksha guru. So here, my Diksha Guru and he is Siksha Guru, but for you at the same time he is Diksha Guru. So later on he will be Diksha Guru. It is not necessary. Understand me?
It is not necessary that the Siksha Guru must become Diksha Guru.
It may be not necessary that he should not be. Both. As?
Yes, yes.
Understand then? Understand? At the same time, his Siksha Guru, Swamiji. But before that, he is coming as Diksha Guru for all you. So later on, he will be Diksha Guru. No, me. You don't understand, follow. Again, I will tell you. In 1954, Swamiji was acquainted with me from that time. And he used to meet me as he come to my Gurudev. And me, I also meet him. You took Diksha from what time?
1969.
And you? 68. 68. He is my Siksha Guru. Also in 70 also. Until now, he is my Siksha Guru, Swamiji. Again, Swamiji is Diksha Guru of all of you from when?
68, 69.
Or 60, when he went to America?
Yeah, 65.
From 65 or 64, he is giving Diksha. But for me, he is always Siksha Guru. Up till now. So later on, he will be Diksha Guru. What is the meaning? He is Diksha Guru from? 64, 65. He is doing what? Something clear?
I think the point is that if you are giving someone Divya Gyan, you start by being Shiksha Guru, and then gradually that matures into Diksha. Then he comes to you and says, you have given me so much Shiksha, now you please give me Diksha. I think that is the point.
This is the thing.
He wasn't Diksha Guru when he was instructing you. Later he became Diksha Guru.
No. He was, formerly he was Diksha Guru of another person. But I met him, in 80. And I took Siksha from Swamiji. But yet he, from 65 he is the Kavi of others.
Yeah.
He may be my at first Siksha Guru and then afterward he may be my Diksha Guru.
Yeah.
This is a fact. And also that is also a fact.
Yes. Both ways.
Both.
Yeah. Correct.
for me, one is this. Sridhar Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Shruti Maharaj, I think that they are my Shikshak, Swamiji, all are my Shikshak. But say, at the same time, they are Diksha Guru of their disciples. So, it may be that at the same time he was Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both.
Yes.
He has a capacity to be Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru both. If a person is not capable to give Diksha, he cannot give Shiksha also. He will have to both capacities.
Now I will come to the main question. Text 33. Iti vyavas sitam tasya vyavasaya surotamo darshayam asatur devi puro yanena gacchati. Translation.
Okay, one thing I want to clear in the meantime. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was giving diksha, also siksha. He was guru of Srivas Pandit, Srivas Acharya, Srinivas Acharya, Loknatha Goswami.
Narottama Das.
But the Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they had not made diksha.
They did not give diksha.
So, we should think that Rupa Goswami or Jiva Goswami or Sanatana Goswami is not capable to give diksha. I think they are more capable.
Yes. Translation. The great associates of Vaikuntha Loka, Nanda and Sunanda, could understand the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, and thus they showed him that his mother, Suniti, was going forward in another plane. This incident proves that the Shiksha or Diksha Guru, who has a disciple who strongly executes devotional service like Dhruva Maharaj, can be carried by the disciple even though the instructor is not as advanced.
Even though Guru may not be as advanced, the disciple can carry him.
Although Suniti was an instructor to Dhruva Maharaj, she could not go to the forest because she was a woman, nor did she.
She could not go to the forest.
Forest.
Because she was a woman.
It's a jungle.
Nor could she execute austerities and penances as Dhruva Maharaj did. Still, Dhruva Maharaj was able to take his mother with him. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also delivered his atheistic father, Hiranyakashipu. The conclusion is that a disciple or an offspring who is a very strong devotee can carry with him to Vaikuntha Loka either his father, mother, or Shiksha or Diksha Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, if I could perfectly deliver even one soul back home, back to Godhead, I would think that my mission, propagating Krishna consciousness, to be successful. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading now all over the world. And sometimes I think that even though I am crippled in many ways, if one of my disciples becomes as strong as Dhruva Maharaj, then he will be able to carry me with him to Vaikuntha Loka. So apart from Prabhupada's humility, how is it possible that the disciple can carry the guru back to God?
He has written. Think what?
By his wishing. Because Dhruva Maharaj wished. He wished that his mother should go back.
But here we see that when he wished, Nanda and Sunanda told that she's going in before you, then what will be of this thing?
Well,
before his wish.
Before his wish, they
have left. She was already going.
Gone.
So that means Krishna did it.
And for Jaya and Bija, we see that they were forever servant of Narayana. Whether Prahlad wishes or not wishes, he is at that very time in Vaikuntha, and after 3 births, he will surely go. Anyone cannot block him. Whether Prahlad Maharaj wishes or not wishes. Is this fact?
Yes.
Then we'll have to conceive all these things. For some persons, like Jai Vijay, they were already parshad of Narayana. So no problem there. But in any case, the Shiksha Guru has, or Diksha Guru has given mantra and Shiksha to a disciple. There, afterward, he has done so many practices like Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath Das Goswami. But Guru is going very slowly. But when he gave Diksha, he was up in upper class. But very hard, parishram.
Labor.
And doing so much bhakti practices, sadhu sangha nam kirtan, bhagavat sraman, mathura vasi, uttisht bhaisa, constantly, 24 hours. And Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru may give him time 18 hours, but he has given 24 hours and doing. And at last he became superior. But he always thinks that I am like Swamiji. He argues that I am inferior. So it may be that at the time of last time, Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi, both had to go, but disciple is going first. Then he may see that, oh, Gurudev is here. So he will wish and pray for Krishna that I don't want to go alone. At that time, Krishna will do these things. So we should, but compromise all these things. All are true. Persons. But Guru is Guru. This instance is very few. Only very few. That Guru goes afterward and disciple goes first.
Yes.
It is for any apavad. Apavad, you know? Very rare.
Very rare. Now Madhavendra Puri, he manifested ecstatic love for Krishna in separation, which was never manifest before here. So how is he able to manifest such ecstatic love for Krishna when it was never there before in the parampara coming from Madhvacharya?
Nothing. We were talking about something similar.
But parampara is coming from Krishna also. And he adopted by Vishnupuri. And then from his guru, Hire, Lakshmi Bhag. In a seed and in a ankur.
Sprout.
And by practicing and Gopi Prem, he met Gopis, his guru, Siksha Guru, and thus he had all these things. Krishna is Siksha Guru, Gopis are Siksha Guru, Tari Sakharu, Yungari are Guru. He has made like so.
That seems also very, very rare that you may have realization that is not there with your guru. It seems Madhavendra Puri, he expressed higher thoughts and higher realizations than even his gurus.
But he met Gopi Siksha Guru. He cannot go beyond. In Raganga Bhakti, there is very importance of Siksha Guru, not Diksha Guru. Whether Diksha Guru may be Siksha Guru. As yours, your Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru is the same person. So, Siksha is needed there. Diksha Mantra lives in this world. As example for in Priyat Bhagavatamrita. Only Siksha goes there. And only Hare Krishna or any Krishna name. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govindahe Nanda Kishore Krishna Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jeevan Radhikesa. When you go to Vrindavan, by your sarun, Vastu Siddhi, Rup Manjari will tell any sakhi to keep siksha. But there are no mantra at all. So there is Siksha Guru, no Diksha Guru there. Diksha Guru is only here. There will have no Diksha Guru sambandh there, relation. Like Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari, what they have connection with them, like that. If here is Guru, Siksha Guru, and he is also Siksha Guru, there the Siksha Guru relation will be there. Because there is no need of mantra. As far as I think, it may be wrong, but I have seen so many places like this. I think that if some persons have taken Diksha from their Guru, but they have adopted everything, every Siddhanta, every vichar of a certain person, I think that he is Diksha Guru also. Because my heart is accepted him as a guru. As Madhvacharya accepted Madhvendra Vyasadeva as a guru. There is so much difference of time. Madhvacharya, yes, but yet he tells, my guru is Vyasadeva. But he has taken sannyas and mantra from other guru. And then last he went to Badrikashram. But he has taken everything from Vyas. So he determined that Vyas is my guru. What I want to tell, you understand? So if a man tells that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that my Gurudev is Jagannath Das. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that my Guru is Jagannath Das. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is telling that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is my Gurudev. It is real. But those who are foolish, they don't adopt this Guru Parampara. Bhagavat Parampara. We trace on Bhagavat Parampara, not on this Sishya Parampara. This is called Sishya Parampara. Whether Guru is Siddha or not.
Qualified or not.
But in our Parampara, Siddha Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Krishna, all has traced on this
Bhagavad.
You know Bhagavad Parampara? Heard?
Narottam, Vishnu.
This is the mool difference, main difference between Sahajiya Vaishnava and our sect.
Which just didn't happen to you that sometimes we hear the phrase, the words, eternal guru or sadguru.
Not heavy.
Yeah.
Very soft and simple.
Yeah.
After when I will return to ISKCON Mandir, then we'll discuss.
Not of interest.
Because I will be excited.
Yeah.
Any question?
Well, I can ask. I think it's simple.
You
well,
write down all these questions. We will discuss. I cannot say that I can solve, but we will discuss all these things. Are you laughing?
I think you can solve.
No, I'm not Bhakti Vedanta Swami, so that I will solve all these things. I may have some loops and corners here and there.
You are Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Maharaj.
Yes.
Still Bhakti Vedanta.
Yes. Both are Bhakti Vedanta.
Yes.
And Nakali, he is Asli. But
Asli genuine.
He is genuine and Nakali. Nakali Maliki. Nakali?
Opposite genuine?
False.
Imitation.
Our Guru Maharaj said the same thing about him and his Guru Maharaj. That actually you are Anuga, Rupa Anuga.
I don't know Rupa. How I am. It will be Rupa Anuga. It will be on my head. But I want to be a Rupa Anuga. Any day, in any birth, I don't want less than this point.
Palyan, Palyan.
I'm wondering when you come.
I'm going to operate and at the same time, like Parikshit Maharaj, as his mother remembered the pastimes of Krishna, at the same time, you are all like this. You are Vyas, you are Narada, you are Sukh Goswami, you are Garbi, all as good.
Question, maybe not heavy question, but maybe I ask, and if it is not the one for now, then you say that when we say that Govardhan, Govardhan is so merciful. So is he? But we also know Govardhan is merciful. He's also Krishna, because Krishna said, "This Govardhan, or Govardhan, I'm not different from Krishna. He's Vishnu, but he's also servant of Krishna, supplying grass, nice grass for the cows, and nice cave and water, like that. So, in which way is Govardhan most merciful?
We are follower of gopis. We always remember. We are follower of none but of gopis. And what gopis think, we must think like gopis. So gopis has told Govardhan. Haridas Varja Mane, very, very good devotee of Krishna.
Near and dear.
To become Krishna is not a good thing, but to be the servant of Krishna is so much good. And this we can taste rasa. And if we become Krishna, we could, cannot taste anything. So, we want that Govardhan should be as a Haridas Varja. This is more suitable for ourselves. All persons can imagine that he is Krishna. They may imagine, and we bow down to them. But we only help the idea of what could be that. Because we are made servant of gopis. They have not told anywhere that he is Krishna.
You said I
could have. You cannot sunburn your greed.
No, you said I should ask questions about Stavamala. In one of the prayers, Rupa Goswami prays to Subal that you are the intimate friend of Radha and Krishna. And please introduce me.
Please introduce me.
To Radha and Krishna, because I'm very unhappy. So,
why you are so unhappy?
Because not meeting.
Oh, then you are calm. You have calm. There should be no calm. I'm unhappy. As I cannot serve you, I want to serve you. Then?
So you used to describe the different relationships among the residents of Vrindavan. So how would it work that he's praying to Subal?
Because Subal has some. Subal is Priya Norma Sakha, and he has functions to meet Srimati Radhika, to make give up demand of Radhika to cheat Jatila and Kutila to their mother and father, to their father-in-law and mother-in-law. Sometimes he wears the dress of Radhika, and his everything is like if he dressed in woman dress, looks like as if Srimati Radhika is. So he does so many things, activities, especially in this rush. So he is Priyamsubha. They are called Priya Naram Sakha. They have some qualities more than father and mother. Uvar Vatsalya Ras. A boy cannot tell everything to his mother and father, but he can tell to his bosom friends. Srimati Radhika cannot tell everything or something or very something to his father and mother about this. But she can tell something, more than something to Subha, not everything. But with Lalita and Vishakha Rupanjaris, he will open his heart. Sometimes he can open his heart with Subha also. So he wants. He does prayer to Subha, Madhumanga, Arjuna, Lavanga.
Even the gopis were praying to the Kripa and trees, where is Krishna, where is, tell us which way Krishna has gone.
Even he prays to Bhandir Bhatta, Kadambatir, Radhakun Shyamkun, Kusum Sarovar, Mansubanga. They are all Sachidananda. They are part and parcel of Govardhan. They know everything. When Krishna becomes a driver of a nauka,
boat.
Manasi Ganga knows everything, and she sees and feels what is going on, what pastime. Krishna tells that I cannot take my boat. Now it is in middle. There are so many holes in it, and it is old boat. It cannot carry weight.
So many.
Yes, a failure, ghata,
clay pot,
clay pots,
for carrying meat and car.
It will not, you will have to fell also your clothes,
ornaments,
clothes and everything. And he becomes to do like this, that at once Srimati Radhika catch hold of Krishna. And that Krishna wanted. So Guraj Govardhan and Manasi Ganga is feeling that. So he is praying Manasi Ganga to be merciful to me, to create these Leela in my heart. To Bhandir but first, that's the reason he is praying. When we go to Govardhana and Vrindavana, anywhere, we see that tree is more than 5,000 years, and Krishna had did some pastimes under that tree, especially in Govardhan, at Puchari, there is a very good one there, forest there. You see that one tamal brick, tamal tree, and one kadamba tree, very near. And these are beyond 5,000 years. We bow down to the trees, and the root of the tree, and pray that you should mercy upon us. Because you have power to do. You have seen Krishna all past times. This is the way to see Vrindavan and to go around Vrindavan. We go to Govardhan Parikrama. Gopis went to Parikrama. Go. They are searching Krishna. Where is Krishna? In Govardhan. In what hole? What kunja? In what? What a kikibula? Gufa.
Caves.
And groves. Where Krishna is? Weeping and weeping. Where is Lalita? Where is Vishakha? This is the way. Not talking and laughing and going here and there and thinking useless things.
And playing radio.
Radio and everything. Why you have come from Vrindavan to here? Live in Vrindavan there and you have come to dry place in Bombay. Only ocean and ocean is here. And you have called the Raj Vidharmara. You have taken renounce order from Swamiji?
No. Satsri Maharaj.
By their mercies, Kamal Krishna especially both. Now I'm speaking some English. At first I could not. I left the practices for 40 years, not speaking. So I almost forget. Now I am some picker. But lack of words, equivalent words.
Equivalent is such a difficult word. How do you...
So many words.
Sometimes I want to learn, but at the same time, I refuse. No, it is waste of time. I should do my practices. They will learn Hindi or Bengali. Learned everything from Swamiji. And what to learn, he has written in his books. So no worry, don't worry, we'll have everything.
But I think Krishna always wants one to approach senior Vaishnava, whatever he studies. So Prabhupada's books are there, but I think Krishna also wants, otherwise...
He does management for all these things. He has prepared everything. Without his mercy, he can approach to our seniors. there was certainly no chance to meet each other. But it began.
Yeah. I said yes.